Leaders of Turkey, Russia, and Iran vow to oppose terrorist presence in Syria. And Netflix records drop in subscriber numbers for second straight quarter.
This is TRT World's daily news brief for Wednesday, July 20th. Leaders of Turkey, Russia, and Iran have condemned the increased presence and activities of terrorist groups and their affiliates in various parts of Syria.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin, and Iran's Ibrahim Raisi met in Tehran on Tuesday for the seventh summit in the Astana format.
During the talks, they rejected all attempts to create new realities on the ground, including illegitimate self-rule initiatives in the war-torn country. Six-time Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe has been elected President of crisis-hit Sri Lanka by the country's parliament. The 73-year-old takes charge of a bankrupt nation that is in bailout talks with the IMF, with its 22 million people enduring severe shortages of food, fuel, and medicine. Wickremesinghe's election risks reigniting political turmoil as he is backed by the party of ex-leader Gotabaya Rajapaksa, who fled abroad after his palace was stormed by protesters. Soaring temperatures continue across much of Western Europe, with Britain recording its highest ever temperature of more than 40 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, deadly wildfires in France, Portugal, Spain, and Greece have forced thousands of people to leave their homes. Experts blame climate change for the latest heat wave and warn the extreme weather will only worsen in years to come. The United States has accused Russia of moving ahead with plans to annex additional Ukrainian territory.
John Kirby, the chief National Security Council spokesperson, said the Russians are preparing to install proxy officials, establish the ruble as a default currency, and force residents to apply for citizenship.
Kirby said the areas targeted for annexation include Kherson, Zaporizhia, and all of Donetsk and Luhansk. There was no immediate reaction from Moscow. And finally, Netflix has reported losing subscribers for the second quarter in a row as the streaming giant battles fierce competition, but it has assured investors of better days ahead. The loss of 970,000 paying customers in the most recent quarter was not as large as expected. The company said in its earnings report that it expected to gain 1 million paid subscribers in the current quarter. Analysts noted that the results, even if not as poor as feared, were still troubling. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.